Bench.
The Bench.
On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Tuesday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell. We're back after a nice long weekend. That was fun. We went to New Orleans. Well, I say fun. Everything was closed. They shut the city down. Do you know there's really zero reason to go to New Orleans when you can't eat or drink anywhere?
Yeah, I lived there.
Yeah.
I wasn't a fan.
No. Well, when did they ever shut everything down in New Orleans?
Nothing, but I wasn't. I could drink at school, but I mean, I wasn't friends with anybody there. Unless you got something going on in New Orleans, isn't the place.
Well, imagine New Orleans without any bars open. None. Well, zero bars.
But for some people, they can imagine that.
No.
Let
me ask you a question. You don't drink, right? Do you just say, you know what? I think I'd like to go to New Orleans this weekend to just hang out around a bunch of drunks on Bourbon Street.
No. Well, no one.
Have you ever said that in your life?
Urine? No.
So here's the answer. Here's the answer to your question. No one goes there if you don't drink. There's no reason to go there. I brought my mom there once, and she was like,
food culture?
No.
Are the restaurants not
open? Yeah, but you got to put up with the smells. I'll tell you what.
Well, you don't go to Bourbon Street.
The smells never went away.
No, you don't go to Bourbon Street.
No.
No, you don't go to Bourbon Street.
But imagine Bourbon at 9 o'clock at night and nothing is open.
Why are we all on Bourbon Street?
Because we were looking for some place to go. Some restaurants were open, but they had to close at 9.
But why were you in Bourbon Street? Why were you in New Orleans?
But my brother-in-law's daughter's having a baby. So we went. We went and hung up.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. And
you still could have found probably lots of great places other than Bourbon. I mean, you know, Bourbon's just tourist.
Yeah,
you could. There's
no, but listen, it was empty. It was, you know, there were pockets of places, and well, there were a lot of Lake Charles people, and mostly all in the street in New Orleans. That's where their refuge. That's where they are refuge.
What do you mean in the street?
Well, they were just all lined up on Canal. I mean, the Canal had a boatload of people. Wow. With chairs, just sitting out there, just doing nothing all day.
Wow. It's
yeah,
terrible.
It was unbelievable. We saw a guy shooting up.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did. It was interesting. We saw.
You don't want to get into.
We saw a little
Skid
bit
Row
of everything.
Status. Skid Row was the worst thing that I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah,
it's the worst. It's 50 blocks of homelessness.
Well, as if New Orleans didn't have enough homelessness already.
Oh no.
Now all of Lake Charles there, I think most of Lake Charles has gone to New Orleans.
So you said it was a fun time then.
It was interesting. We had a good time. The hardest thing was finding a place to go watch the Rockets on Sunday night.
Wow.
It was unbelievable. We sat at a bar because, you know, listen, the governor shut down the whole, well, I don't know about the whole state, but maybe just New Orleans was shut down, but no bars open.
Why'd they shut
and
it down?
And nobody could sit at a bar. You
shut it down because just coronavirus.
Just COVID. Yeah. Okay. COVID-19. So it was as different. I mean, there's no reason to go there like we did. You would never go to New Orleans with nothing open because there's really zero reason other than all the bars and all the fun to go to New Orleans. But it was an interesting weekend. But we did watch. We were able to watch the Rockets at a place called Redfish Grill. It was great. Great food was great. It was great. But and tied at one. And you know, they played their ass off on Friday night, and they played their ass off in the third quarter, but otherwise the Lakers pretty much dominated game two. And now we come down to game three, a home game for the Rockets, which is vital. You know, they're going to have that home virtual home reality advantage. And, you know, and they can win. I think that they've proven that they can win, but I think if the Lakers play the way that they did in the first half of game two, here's the deal. You make your threes, and guess what? You look great. The Lakers were not only posting up Anthony Davis, and then he turned around and just shoot over whomever was on him from about 12 to 13 feet, but they were all – what was little said was how they were hitting threes in that second quarter of game two.
Yeah, who, the Lakers?
The Lakers.
Yeah, so let's think about that now for a second. How likely is it that Markieff Morris hits it at anything even remotely at that clip?
Yeah.
Highly unlikely. highly unlikely. Rajon Rondo, you know, made threes. Highly unlikely. How likely is it that Russell Westbrook continues to play this, you know, this poorly? I mean, he had one little stretch. It was certainly very important against the Lakers in game one. But for the most part, he hasn't played very well. I think there's a lot of really positive signs for the Rockets, to be honest with you. You look at the to be able to come back and take a lead on the Lakers like that, it was unbelievable.
But then they stopped
Then
they stopped hitting their threes. Here's the deal is the Lakers played so smart. They were doubling James, leaving Russ wide open, who was a disaster. And they were doubling James and then they were closing out on passing lanes. How many picks did they get on normal passes that you see the Rockets drive and dish, and they were filling those passing lanes and then going the other way? How much fast break points did the Lakers have in that first half? They played so smart, which they hadn't played in game one, and they didn't play in the third quarter either, but then they got back to it a little bit in the fourth quarter. But if they double James, dude,
spend this way for the whole game. You just wait for people to figure it out. Just like, who was it that doubled him and we went, uh-oh. How long ago was that where there was a game? It was just during the restart where somebody was, it was Portland, threw the soft doubles at James. It was like, uh-oh, this is a nightmare. That's all you got to do.
Yeah.
You don't see teams commit to it. And I don't know why. I don't want to even talk about it. I didn't want to talk about it just in case it puts it into the air and into the world.
In case the Lakers somehow hear this,
just puts it into the atmosphere. It's on tape. It's clearly a coaching decision that they don't want to do that because
why wouldn't you do that?
I don't know. I would just take James, whatever it takes to take James out of the game. The Rockets, their odds of winning would drop probably 20% if you took James out of a game. The Rockets' odds of winning would drop 20%, I would imagine. Now, you've done it before, the Clippers game and game six at one time. And the Rockets have, you know, the Rockets actually won when James wasn't very good in game two of the last series against Oklahoma City. So it certainly can still happen, but your odds of winning go way up if you take James Harden out of a game. Well, the best way to do that is just, you know, float that double team at him and take the ball out of his hands and put it in Russell Westbrook's hands. Or Eric Gordon's hands. That's the best thing to do. But that was a ballsy third quarter that the Rockets had. You should definitely take something from that if you're a Rockets fan. That even down 20 to the Lakers. And look, the Lakers really, honestly, the Lakers just don't look like the team to beat from a championship standpoint. They just don't have offensive firepower. They just don't. LeBron has to... LeBron is not a natural scorer. He's a power scorer. He's still excellent, obviously. Still a great player. Anthony Davis could get any shot he wanted against the Rockets in the turnaround game. It's just that, you know, he wasn't. It's not like he was 4 feet from the basket. He was hitting those mid-rangers, you know, 10 to 12 feet. He's content to take that against the Rockets. But they just don't have shooters on the perimeter. They have too many guys who are KCP and Rondo and... Sometimes I wonder if Rondo is going to hurt that team offensively when he's on the court. But he can defend, so that's a big advantage. I just think the Rockets, their comeback, it just showed that, you know, if you do catch a little bit of a heater, which is definitely possible with Daniel House and PJ and Jeff Green on the court at the same time, because Jeff Green's turned into a completely different shooter, I think the Rockets are in it for sure in this. I know it's 1-1. I don't get the feeling the Lakers are that much better than the Rockets. Their two stars are really good on paper, but I don't know.
Anthony Davis was really good in that second
game. They were down five. They lost. They got down 25.
Yeah, it's the NBA. It's a game of runs. And then in the fourth quarter they got their ass kicked. I mean, I don't know. They're pretty good. They're pretty good. They had the best record in the West for a reason. They're pretty good. I mean, it's not a great matchup for them. The Rockets match up well against them. Now, we'll see if they can sustain it for, you know, seven games, and we'll see if they can win 4 out of 7 against this team, because it's a pretty good
basketball. I tell you what I don't do anymore. I don't care what happened in regular season. A bubble, playing everything on a neutral court, to me, the Lakers never looked the same. The Bucks never looked the same. It's clearly much, much tougher to play in, or it's much more volatile playing in a situation where you're quarantined from your family, everything that that entails, the mental part of it. And then, John, on top of it, there is no home court advantage. So it's really been interesting to see how some teams have flourished and some teams like the Lakers and Milwaukee have just been a little bit up and down.
Yeah, no, absolutely. No, well, it takes that big advantage that the best teams have. It's taken it away.
Yeah.
And even if it has, you know, with the Clippers as well. They beat the Nuggets last night, but the Nuggets kicked their ass in game two, and this could be a long series as well.
The Nuggets had a lead in the fourth. I mean, that was a series. You had Kawhi, of course, Kawhi making plays at the back end of that game. That was definitely the Nuggets had. I ended up turning the TV off with the Nuggets leading. I was trying to go to sleep because I had another sleep issue the night before. So I was like, I got to try to get sleep. So I turned off the TV, and the Nuggets were up. They were up four at that time, and that's with 6 minutes to go.
Yeah.
7 minutes in the fourth. So, yeah, this is a – they got their hands full. It's just that they have Kawhi.
Yeah.
And the Lakers have LeBron.
Yeah.
And ultimately, I'd love to say the Rockets have James, but he doesn't do the same things that Kawhi.
Well, Jay Williams made a point. He said, James Harden, I don't want to hear, oh, you're facilitated this guy, and look at him giving up the ball and all that stuff. James Harden, you got to be the leading scorer in the league, and I agree with him. James, you got to put this team on your back, though, and if they double at you, especially if it's a soft double, you got to break it. You got to drive. You got to pull and pop. You got to teardrop. You got to pull up for three. Whatever you got to do, James Harden's going to have to score. James Harden, you got to count on him because I think Russ will play better, don't you?
I have to believe him. The odds are in his favor that he plays better. And I think the real key is going to be for James to, if you see the double, get rid of it and then move without the ball. And that's something that it just doesn't happen. That's why the cut through, though, is so important. If they use the cut through, it all of a sudden, all of your defensive, everything that you've worked on in terms of your double teams completely goes away because James is no longer stationary. So if he cuts through at all, all of a sudden, all of your rotations have now changed. That's a simple Mike D'Antoni solution. Now, I'd like to say Mike can just do that and not have beef with James. I don't know. I mean, the reality is we just don't know.
Well,
but that is what needs to
happen. Well, what's the beef? James, you just got to give up the ball if they double-team him, right?
Yeah,
so now you got to move without it.
Just a cut. It's just one basic cut through, and that changes and that alters all the rotations.
Yeah. No.
That's all you got to do.
Yeah. All right. 712. Yeah. Yo, Adrian, we're going to get you in on the other side. Anybody else? You got thoughts on that? You got thoughts on your Astros? Man, are they red hot. They're playing some baseball right now. Holy crap. Give us a call. 713-780-3776. 713-780-37. We took all kinds of calls last week. We're more than welcome. If you've got any thoughts on these Rockets, you're more than welcome to bring them. 713-780-3776. Right now, I'm talking about Chastang Ford, and I'm talking about shopping at home. It's Chastang at home. And you can do everything from home. They love for you to shop on the website. Go to the website, chastangford.com, and you'll see immediately, one of the first questions that they'll ask is, where do your payments have to be? So what do you have to have? What do you have to pay per month? And then you go through the cars, and you go through it, and you see, hey, we can get this job done. You can do 7 years of interest-free payments. You can do no payments for 6 months. You can do nothing down. These are all options available to Chastang Ford. But here's the difference between Chastang Ford and the other guys, is that you can do it all online, whereas you can't do it all online because they're going to want you to come in because they're going to want to upsell you. And that's what they do at the other places. And Chastang Ford says, nope, you can buy the whole thing at home. We'll even bring you a car to test drive at home. How about that? If you're looking for the best way to shop at home, literally shop the entire experience at home, it's ChastangFord.com. Or you can go to the dealership. It's on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead. Homestead, just 5 minutes from downtown. It's Chastang Ford.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. We buried the lead. Okay, we got a couple of
holy crap.
First of all, we're going to start talking with A&M head coach At 8:15, Jimbo Fisher is going to be joining us. So we will talk to him. And I don't know if this is the start of him coming on every week or just wants to come on, but I got a call yesterday from A&M, and they said, hey, coach on tomorrow morning, and was like, yep, that's awesome. But the big story for those of you out west, we told you that there was a big story
coming. Well, there's two big stories. We also buried the Deshaun Watson. We never even talked about that.
Oh, yeah, that's old news. Well, we knew that was...
That's kind of big news. It happened yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Was it? No, it was 2 days ago.
Was it 2 days ago?
Yeah, it was 2 days ago. So, yeah, it's 2 days old. I mean,
that's still a major... Well, the Rockets are 2 days old.
No, yeah, but two games, okay? Deshaun just signed one contract.
Yeah, that's a big, big deal. He's the highest paid quarterback in football.
In the history of football. So, so we also, for those of you that are listening on the app, and you live in Katy, or you live in Sugarland, or you live in Richmond, or you live in Cyprus, or wherever you live, you can turn us on. We have another signal, and it's 92.5. And if you drive around, actually, if you're in the city of Houston, if you're downtown and you have a power problem.
I'm west of the gallery. I'm using 92.5.
92.5 is an awesome signal. It is awesome. You can drive around the whole city and hear us on 92.5. So from here on out, we're ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. And for those of you that complain, hey, little panties were in a wad and your pee-pee hurt.
We understood, though.
Well, I get it.
I complained.
No, I get it. I complained. I complained all the time.
Yeah, my pee-pee hurt, too.
My pee-pee hurt, too. But I didn't say it didn't hurt. But
well, you're going to be saying that a lot more frequently when I hit that drop.
So you, my friends, can hear us on. So if you're on the app right now and you live out west, try it on 92.5. And I'm telling you, it's a great signal. So from here on out, we're ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. So it is, and you can hear throughout most of the city. If you have any issues anywhere in the city, turn us on 92.5.
So there will be some times where it's a little sketchy because they're fine-tuning the signal. So,
well, I think they did most of that last week.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm already getting something that
they're... Oh, are you really?
Yeah. I think there may be some... Yeah. So just know that there is some... You still have some work to do with some of that stuff.
Oh, okay.
So.
All right.
And if you have any issues, there's always the app, too.
Yeah. You can always use the
97.5, 92.5, and you've
always... I know a lot of people don't... Oh, I don't use the app, but whatever. You know what? Use the app. So if you're looking for a great, 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 I'm telling you, I drive around the city and listen to 92.5. All last week we were able to do that, and AD was fine-tuning it. So if you're out west, 92.5, ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
You know how our signal stretches to the east, like in the Beaumont?
Yeah.
Does this one like stretch like New Mexico that we don't know about?
No, it doesn't. Not that far.
Well, I don't know about
it. No, not that far.
Like out west, we talking Albuquerque?
We've seen the footprint. The footprint is substantially bigger.
Yes.
To the west and to the south.
Yes. Yes, 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 it is. So, yeah. No, and actually it reaches all downtown. If you're downtown, listen on 92.5 because it comes in crystal clear. I've already ridden it. Now everybody's got a different... I don't know what it is about different cars and whatnot. That my 92.5 was perfect.
Yeah, I drove in. I just remember.
You did it?
We're listening to it. I flipped on, but I live where 97.5 has no problem. So I flipped 92.5 just to see. And it wasn't bad. It was a little sketchy. So I flipped back. So if you're coming from my area, which is the League City, Clear Lake area, 97.5 is still going to get you through. But I guess if you drive into the city, if you have, or like they said, west or south, switch over to 92.5. So we have two stations to cover multiple parts of this, of the area. You got a choice now. You don't have to complain or, as John say, let your pee-pee hurt because you can't hear. You got a multiple choice. And also, as always, the app will be there for you, too.
Here's one right here. I'm out in Fulshear. Now, Fulshear's west, okay? Fulshear is west. He said, the station doesn't sound amazing, but 92.5 sounds way better than 97.5 out here.
No, Graham lives in Fulshear, and he's been riding it. And you can hear us all the way out. That's practically San Antonio, Fulshear.
Fulshear's out there a little bit.
It is out there. All right, so let's go. 713-780-3776. Yo, Adrian, what's up, babe?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, Adrian?
Morning, fellas. all this talk about the Lakers and this and the Lakers and that. John, I disagree with you. The longer this series goes, the more it favors the Rockets. The Lakers are just going to get more tired and tired and tired and tired and tired from running around in this system. Two, everybody, oh, LeBron and AD played well. This, that, and the other thing. They played great. Okay, they played great. The positive point for this in the Rockets is Russ didn't. They played great and won by 8 points. Nick Wright said it himself. The Rockets are the only team in this tournament. The Lakers play great, and the Rockets can still beat them. I'm not worried about the Lakers. Not even worried about the Clippers, really. Just worried about Kawhi. If he hurts himself, the Rockets will be okay.
Let me ask
you. If anybody from the Rockets get hurt, then Kawhi will take over.
Let me ask
Other
you.
Other than that.
Let me ask you a question, Adrian.
Go ahead.
Where did the Rockets finish in fast break? Running around like this, where did the Rockets finish in fast break points this season?
Ninth.
Where did the Lakers finish? Second.
Rockets have the number one defense in the bubble, John. Where do the Lakers rank?
Well, they have the number one defense in the bubble because they played a team that was challenged offensively in the first round.
Well, no, but also the...
No, they played well. Don't get me wrong. Did you have the sound on when it was in there? But did you... Yeah, I did.
Did you hear what Van Gundy's like? This team is like a different... For some reason, they're bending their knees. They're moving. They are trying.
And then you had the first half where the Lakers played defense. But let me finish. You had the first half where the Lakers played defense, and holy crap, did you see the Lakers offense in the first half?
Yeah, but sometimes you can't do anything about a team shooting well. Morris got on a heater. It is what it is. You can't just say that a team's bad defensively.
Well, not only that, but they scored it at will. Not only Morris.
Well, they
Morris.
Turned it over, yeah. too.
They turned it over.
I mean, the Rockets were their own worst enemies.
Right. But again, that's what the Lakers do. At what frenetic pace do the Rockets play?
But
they don't.
Look at what happened to the Lakers in the third quarter. This should
be the
big concern.
But I ain't buying that the Lakers are going to be tired.
But the tired I don't buy. But look what happened to the Lakers in the third quarter. They can go into a tank offensively at any time.
Oh, absolutely.
At any time.
Well, but again, Adrian, I never said, listen, as the series goes, I said before, this is going to be a long series. This is going to go 6 or 7 games, and who knows what could happen in game 7. I'm not saying that the Rockets can't win this game. I ain't buying that the Lakers are going to be tired.
No, I don't.
No.
Not in a bubble.
No, they.
I thought they were going to be tired.
Both teams had 3 months off.
No, I thought they were going to be fatigued in after the game 7, and the Rockets didn't look fatigued at all in game 1 after their game 7. And I think a big part of that, typically you would have been, but there was no travel day.
Yeah,
right. There's no travel
now,
day.
Now Denver looked really, really tired in their first game after their 7 game series. But
it can happen.
It can happen. But it didn't happen to the Rockets. And so no. Hey, this is a bad matchup for the Lakers. That's why. This is why this is a series tied at 1, which I said was going to happen. I said the Rockets were going to win game 1. I didn't think they'd win game 2. Now let's see. You got a long series here. This is going to be fun. Hey, Suzanne Hobbs is joining us here. Listen, if you are looking for the best mask in the business, BoomerNaturals.com has the best mask. And not only at BoomerNaturals.com, but also at CVS. Suzanne, how are you?
Hi, I'm fantastic. Good morning.
Good morning to you. And let's talk a little bit. So this CVS deal is pretty cool for Boomer Naturals, isn't it?
Oh, it is a big deal. You know, CVS looked at a lot of different face mask companies to go into their store, and they chose us because they understand that, you know, you want to offer a really good face mask that people truly like and will use over and over and tell their friends and family about. And that's what we offer at Boomer Naturals is America's best face mask is what we say.
Yeah, Suzanne Hobbs joining us here. She's the director of communications with Boomer Naturals. And I got to ask you this again, the boomer part, okay? A lot of people think that y'all are Sooners, but that's simply not the case. This is about boomers, and you got all kinds of products for boomers, don't you?
Absolutely, yeah. You know, we started out before the okay boomer thing came out, and we offer a lot of different products that just help people live a healthier life and possibly be off your medications and just live healthier. And that's what we have, some really great products on our website at BoomerNaturals.com. But right now our big focus, you know, even though the other products are selling well, our big focus has been on getting America stocked up on the face masks that they need. for adults and kids.
Yeah, and here's the deal is, I've said this I don't know how many times, why wear a mask if you're not going to protect yourself? And the Nano Silver Tech, there's so many masks out there that are paper thin and they don't even help. So don't do that. Nano Silver technology is going to protect you, people. And two things, Suzanne, you can breathe and you're protected.
Absolutely. You know, we all want to start getting out and about as much as we can. And when you're out and you're around other people, those masks are going to protect you from others, but also protect others from you, even if you feel great. And until we can really, you know, get back to normal, we have to wear a mask, and let's wear one that is comfortable, breathable. But that nano silver is going to help kill and block those tiny drops and particles. That's what nano silver is meant to do. And when it's put into a face mask, nano silver is really going to help be as protective as you can. And these are three layers of cloth. And that's, even though there's three layers, they're very breathable. And even for my daughter, I feel good having her wear something that I know she can breathe in, but it's going to be as protected as she can when she's around others as well.
Yep, yep, yep. And you guys are in Vegas. So here's the thing. What's the most popular color that you're selling?
You know, people really just like our gray and our black and our white. They kind of like the solid colors. My favorite's the camo look. You know, we also have really fun ones right now too. We partnered with a soup Nazi from Seinfeld. So he started a phrase that says, no mask, no soup. And so if you're a big Seinfeld fan, pick up some of those as well. They're selling really well.
You got to do that as well. So, and you guys are Raiders right there. You got black and silver or no? You guys are now the Raiders in Vegas.
Yeah, we have the solid colors. We're trying to reach out to the Raiders. If you have any contacts, we'd love to do any masks for any company like that.
But I know you guys are excited. You like them this week? You like the Raiders this week or no?
Yeah, I have to go for the Raiders all the time.
I know you do. That's Suzanne Hobbs. It's BoomerNaturals.com. Get your mask now. Suzanne, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
You bet. At every CVS pharmacy, ask for Boomer Naturals masks.
This is Heisman Trophy winner, College Football Hall of Famer Eddie George, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
732 ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. Let's go. 713-780-3776 is the number if you'd like to get in here on ESPN 97.5. Thanks to Suzanne Hobbs. Jimbo Fisher is going to join us. 92.5, everybody. If you're having trouble hearing us on 97.5, 92.5, try it. It's our new signal, and we're going to be ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5 from here on out. Let's get LSU Brian in here. What's up, LSU Brian?
What's up, guys? Good morning. Hey, man, I don't agree with the last caller. Man, these guys aren't going to be tired. They've had so much time off. And the Lakers had, what, 5 days off before this series? I don't buy the tired stuff. And I agree with Lance. They've had some guys that normally don't shoot the three ball like they were the other night. And I don't expect them to stay hot like that. But, man, I got to send I'm sorry out to Robert Lazarus and Eric Lazarus, because I think they had a visitation from the Lord himself, because they alive now. Before, they was dead. I didn't know where they went. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But they alive now. Them boys are shooting.
Yeah.
So I just want to
– Yeah, you're right.
I remember last week or week before – They were done. I was bashing Gordon, and man, they shooting now.
Well, anytime they change your name to Dorton, that's a bad sign. But and I got a tweet. Oh, John, look at Gordon. Listen, we can't help that he sucked. He sucked. He was terrible in the first six games of the series, and then in Game 7, awesome. Games 1 and 2, he's been great. But this is what a $19 million a year player is supposed to do. Okay, this is Eric Gordon is playing like he should. Not the first six games against the Thunder, Eric Gordon. This Eric Gordon. And if you're going to be the third best player on the team, you got to act like it. And he's acting like it. JT, I love Eric Gordon, man. Yeah, I hope he never leaves. Don't worry, son. He's got three more years, and he ain't going anywhere. But he's kind of knocked down the shots the way he is. This is what, when you got Eric Gordon and you committed to him for four more years, it's like our president, when you commit to him for four more years, you got to get this kind of greatness out of him. And I'm pretty sure that's what will happen. Okay? I know the country is going to be so happy November 5th if Trump
doesn't matter win. Either way. The country is going to be pissed no matter who wins.
That is true. Well, yeah, but
you think all those people who are on that lake?
It's going to be different if Trump wins.
Oh, with the boat starts.
You sinking? Think all those people in that boat parade who sunk are going to be thrilled if Trump doesn't win?
No, but
no
not,
one's going to be happy.
No, but listen, those people aren't nearly as violent as the other side.
What?
No.
What?
No.
What?
When have you seen a riot because a Democratic president won? Never. Ever. Now, there's going to be rioting if this Republican president wins.
I've never seen a riot when any president won in this country.
No, not in other countries.
Oh, well, you will. Well, you will if Trump wins. You won't see it if Biden wins. You won't. That's it. That's it. No, that's not even arguable.
I don't know what you might see protests. What do you mean you're predicting riots because of a president winning? Why?
Because I see them now.
They're not rioting because Trump's the president. They're rioting because of or protesting because of other things.
Yeah. Okay.
So if Trump was a president and no black people getting shot, would you still see riots?
You don't want to bet if there's going to be on November 5th that there will be riots.
I don't bet
riots.
On anything.
I
wouldn't bet.
I wouldn't bet this one, Del.
No, I wouldn't bet, period.
Okay.
I don't bet on anything.
Okay. Let's get Reese in here on ESPN 97.5. What do you say, Reese?
Hey, talking to Garrett Cole real quick. I was just wondering, John, what your thoughts were on Garrett Cole's struggles. I mean, personally, I love it because I hate the Yankees, and I hate that all these dudes, they act like LeBron James, and they want to run and build a super team against everybody else. So I'm completely happy and fine with seeing this guy struggle. I like that Stanton is struggling, getting hurt. So, anyway, I'm just a Yankee hater. But, I mean, do you know anything technically that's going wrong? Like, why was it working so good last year, and now that he's there, it's been bad. I know it's early, but, it's bad.
It's early, but it is bad, and it's shocking to me. I didn't think this dude – I thought he was untouchable.
Trying to tell you.
It's Stromy.
You left Brent Strom, and then all of a sudden you got a ton more pressure on you.
You would There's think that he wouldn't forget everything, though.
This happens – how many times have we seen this happen in the Yankees? Every once in a while you see guys who step up. This has happened tons of times. This is not a huge shock. I mean, he's really great, but when you get away from Brent Strom, he was better with the Astros than he was with the Pirates. That's Brent Strom. And then when you're the number one guy, those lights are super bright in New York, and they don't even have fans there, but they have media still. It's not not everyone's built for that. And you go there, and all of a sudden – there's all those expectations. There is no Justin Verlander as the number one anymore. It was never a lock that Cole – now, he was the big favorite, and I still think he'll be a solid pitcher, but getting the same exact Cole, man, you got to be built different to handle that New York media.
Well, let's face it. Last year was the outlier with Garrett Cole.
I love it. They're already up Cole's ass already.
Yep.
The fans are. The media is.
The
it's
pressure's
awesome.
On.
This is awesome.
So he'll be better. I would imagine. I
hope he's a huge failure.
But here's the deal: is last year was the outlier. He had a .89. He had a .89 whip. He even in his first year here, he had a 103. Right now, he's only got a 1.1.
Exactly. That's why.
But
that's
in Pittsburgh, he was 1.25, 1.44, 1.09, 1.21, 1.17.
That's why they weren't handing out the money right away.
Well,
they wanted him to show it, and then when he did. He became too expensive, and now the Yankees are going to have to pay for his greatest season ever.
Oh,
you get to pay for the greatest season ever, and now you got to hope he mentally has what it takes to withstand the full fury of New York media.
Well, let's face it, though. After last year, I mean, he was the best pitcher in the game, and it wasn't even arguable, and so you pay him.
But now, Cole also was not bad. Like, 2 days ago, Cole was pretty good. He just – the offense went nowhere, but he has lost – 3 in a row, and they're already starting to get pissed. And this isn't the same Garrett Cole.
No.
All right, we got to do this. It's 7:38. Deshaun Watson signed a contract that made him per year, and by all the elements that you look at for new money and things like that, he has got a better deal than Pat Mahomes. Now, it's not as guaranteed for as long as Pat Mahomes. But here's also the deal.
That's good
for
him.
No one wants that anymore. Mm. The players, there's been a paradigm shift where, and I think it was after Kirk Cousins, decided to go okay, I'll take, you know, when Kirk Cousins decided to take the franchise tag and then the double franchise tag, I really truly believe a lot of quarterbacks started realizing, wait a minute, there's just more money in shorter term guarantees. We need to stop worrying about what happens if I get hurt and I'm out for, if I get hurt and I'm out for the rest of my career, I got a big chunk of money.
Well, like, what's shocking, though, is that he got a three-year fully guaranteed deal from the Vikings, and nobody else has even come close to that. Not to his almost – practically the whole thing is guaranteed.
Because it was such an atrocious deal.
Well, right. No one wants to give back that deal. But you would think that somebody else would be able to come up with that.
Look at the guarantee.
If Kirk Cousins can, you don't think Pat Mahomes should?
Well, how much guaranteed money did Deshaun get?
73?
111.
That's right.
Kirk Cousins got 73.
Yeah.
72, 73. So Deshaun got $40 million more guaranteed. So the amount of guaranteed is substantially more. Kirk was the first one that started that, where it wasn't – it really is not about the signing bonus anymore. It's about the guaranteed money. And Deshaun Watson signed a deal. Now, there's a couple things to look at here. Number one, as a Houston Texan fan, you're happy that Deshaun is officially locked in. So he's officially locked in through 2025, right? That's the official number. Based on the 2 years he had left on his contract and then the additional years, he's now 2025. And that's good. He was drafted in 2017. Deshaun will be – how old will he be by the end of that contract? Right around 30, probably. So this
by,
is
– By the way, Cousins was $84 million guaranteed.
Yeah. But he was the first to get that.
Yeah.
It was a groundbreaking contract for quarterbacks. He had
a bigger percentage of guaranteed money in his contract than anybody ever. And I'm wondering why Kirk Cousins got that and Deshaun wouldn't or Mahomes wouldn't. I don't know.
Well, just because his number's lower.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, he did 3 years.
Right. $111 million, Deshaun's first 3 years are all guaranteed.
Right.
That's what that means. And he got a 3 year deal with it's all guaranteed. So it is the same thing. Deshaun just got an extra year. So you got 4 years with Deshaun Watson, and then he goes, oh, yeah, it's a four-year deal, right? Four plus two.
Four.
So you got 4 years. Then it goes to a new contract. So you have Deshaun for six more years, and that's a good window. That's a good window. If Deshaun is not what you think he is, then is that Eric Layton?
Yeah, apparently.
On hold right now?
Apparently.
From L.A. at 541? But Deshaun Watson is, you know, if Deshaun doesn't live up to that contract, you're actually out of it earlier. If Deshaun does live up to the contract, which more than likely he will, because you only have to live up to about 80% of the contract. And he is going to, the Texans are then going to be on the hook for, I don't know, whatever the number is in, $45 million, $50 million a year, whatever the amount is. But the only thing that I don't love is that I would have tried to force him into an extra year if you're the Texans, number one. And number two, it still doesn't make sense that you didn't have Laremy Tunsil's contract running concurrently with the amount that you had Deshaun Watson. Because the entire reason that you gave all that stuff up was that Laremy Tunsil needed to protect Deshaun Watson. So if that's the case, it really shines a light on how bad that Tunsil deal was to only get 3 years out of that, because your plan had to be, let's make sure that we line these guys up, because Deshaun and Laremy are tied to the hip. These guys are tied to the hip. Instead, Tunsil's out in 23, Deshaun's out in 25, and that's the one thing that I had a little bit of a problem with. I would have liked to have seen longer contracts with both those guys. They both got exactly what they want, I think. And you are going to – but to Bill, you know, to Bill O'Brien's credit and Jack Easterby's, you know, this is the direction that the league is going. They're all starting to figure out. We saw Keenan Allen got a four-year deal. And I think, in a way, it's better for team and eight. It's better for team and player. I think teams sometime are going to look at this as, you know, players are going to look at it as we get to the, like for Laremy Tunsil, it's no good for the Texans because he's still going to be in his prime. Tackles play for a long time. Just look at Jason. In Philadelphia.
Peters.
Jason Peters. Tackles play for a long time. Yeah. So you're going to let a guy go back to the market again and reset again. That's a really bad deal. Yeah. They had
especially
to get 5 years on
him. It's starting at 22.
They had to have gotten more years for him. But, you know, the window of opportunity is wide open for a certain amount of time. Now, it's a lot of money guaranteed to four different players. So how they maneuver that is going to be critical, and I don't see how J.J. Watt can come back. I just don't.
Yep. By the way, just to clean it up, Kirk Cousins, $84 million, fully guaranteed, his whole contract.
Right.
Which is why that is
3 years.
Amazing.
Though, right?
Amazing. Well, Deshaun was only four. It's not like, and he got $111 million guaranteed, but it's amazing that Kirk Cousins would set a fully guaranteed one of the only fully guaranteed ever deals in the NFL, and Deshaun wasn't.
He's the Kurt Flood of football.
Yeah. Well,
what he did was unheard of.
Yes.
Yeah. And what he did was unheard of to go double franchise tags, to be willing to take it and then get a max dollar three. It's unheard of. He got more money in 5 years than damn near anybody. It's astonishing.
Well, and at the time, $28 million was he set the price for quarterbacks, and that was only 2018.
Eric, sit tight. We'll get to you in 1 second. I want to tell you about SiteJab. I saw where SiteJab is actually working on Frankie Cordona. No. Is it Frankie's website? I was looking at Frankie Cordona's. He's this incredible artist here in Houston. Incredible artist. You guys have to check him out on Instagram. And I saw something in his feed where SiteJab is doing the website Frankie's doing the art at SiteJab. That's what it was. Frankie's doing the murals over at SiteJab's office. SiteJab is a local company. SiteJab is so Houston. They've been here for 2 decades, doing a great job of building brand new custom websites, or even rebuilding and remodeling your website, as it were. And, you know, here's the thing. With SiteJab, you don't have to worry about whether or not they have the latest technologies or they understand the latest ways of maintaining engagement with your website peruser. This is what they do for a living. So they know what the latest technologies are, and they understand how to convert those eyes into potential business leads for you. That's what they're good at, and you can see their entire portfolio of work that they've done. Not their entire, but you can see a portfolio of work, and you can see all the services that they offer, because there's so many services they offer besides just website design. Go to sitejab.com. Strongly recommend them. SiteJab.com. That's sitejab.com.
Well, hello.
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 748 ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. So if you're in your car right now, check it out. Check out 92.5, and you're going to see how the awesomeness that it is. So if you have trouble listening to us, that's our big announcement this morning, ESPN 92.5 as well. So add that to your automatic presets. And Eric Layden is a...
Well, I don't know if this is Eric is Layden, Eric? If Eric wants to talk about Layden. Eric Layden.
Is this Eric Layden?
What's up, fellas?
Hey, what are you doing?
I am I'm driving through Camp Pendleton right now from San Diego back to L.A., and it dawned on me, this has got to be the first time in your careers that you had Astros, Texans, and Rockets in 1 week. So I figured you guys were busy chatting it up, so I wanted to call and say hey.
Holy crap.
Well, November.
Rockets would be done by now.
No, November they would have started. They start.
Oh, yeah, Eric. So
right.
Astros World Series.
Astros World Series is the only time.
November 3rd. No.
Yeah, Rockets start Halloween.
The last game against.
Yeah.
The Rockets start Halloween.
Not always.
They started even earlier last year.
2017 NBA schedule. I'll check that one.
Check it out, because I think this might be the second time. Might be the second time.
Okay.
So were you listening on the app?
I always listen on the app when I need to listen, of course.
But you don't,
one of your new stations.
So what's going on in L.A.? Are they gripping about the Lakers or what?
L.A.'s feeling good about the Lakers. Not too worried. To no surprise, there's no talk of the Texans. I think people might have forgotten they were even in the league. And I watched enough Astros this weekend to know that they're headed the wrong direction.
Yeah.
So more injuries. By the way, Blake Taylor's on the injured list now. Devo went back on the injured list.
Good.
They have so many slappies. Okay, so no, this
it's
has
a
to
minor
be,
league team now.
This has to be this. It just has to be this year, right? Like, I can't. This wouldn't have happened in a regular season where you had this many injuries, would it?
Why? I mean,
I don't know. Because have you ever seen it?
Yeah, the Yankees last year.
Yeah, I guess the Yankees had this year.
Yeah.
Better players.
So, what is the big sports talk there? Just about Tyrod Taylor? That's all everybody can talk about, or what?
That's it. It's just about Tyrod Taylor. People here are fired up for football, man. As I guess we all are. There's not a lot of talk about. I think the Lakers fans feel pretty good out here. I don't know that they have reason to feel as good as they do, but they feel pretty good. What's the pulse in Houston?
We feel pretty good. I mean, I think it's a good matchup. I think a lot of people are excited after the game one win. I think a lot of people were, I know it, a lot of people were down on them after the Thunder series because it took seven games with a team that wasn't very good. But then they came out and kicked the Lakers' ass in game one. It was like, wait a minute, hold on everything. And so I think that, you know, and then they played well in the third quarter of game two. But then we'll see tonight, man. This is a big game for the Rockets. They take a 2-1 lead. They go down 2-1. That's going to be very, very difficult. They go up 2-1, and now all of a sudden the Lakers are saying, holy crap.
I think that it's a pretty good series, a pretty good matchup. I mean, they're two very, very different teams, which plays into the Rockets' hands. You know,
well, look at Dwight didn't even play, and McGee played 8 minutes. I mean, he's decided we can't beat him with big guys. We can't. We just can't.
Yeah. I mean, the length, though, you could see certainly in that fourth quarter, the length was a tough matchup for the Rockets. I mean, the AD was all over the board.
Yeah.
McGee Hurd is going to be a big factor because it definitely takes some of the length off of your bench. I think that Rondo back is a huge addition for the Lakers. He provided a spark. He also provides some D for Westbrook. I don't think Russell's going to have as off of a night as he did in game two. You just can't count on him to, like, go quiet like that. So, I actually think this could go seven. I think that either – I don't – you know, I think Rockets or Lakers tonight, I still think it's going to get evened up in four. And then five obviously becomes your huge game, tied up 2-2. But I wouldn't be surprised if this goes the distance. I think it's a really fun matchup to watch because they're two just completely different teams.
Yeah, it makes for really interesting. I got to tell you. So when Eric, we had. You don't watch Yellowstone, right? But you want to watch Yellowstone.
I watched the first season, and then I didn't get into it after that.
Oh, you didn't?
Mm-mm.
Okay. I want to see it. Everyone's talked about it. I want to see it because it's...
Hassie?
Yeah, we had Hassie Harrison on. Dude, she is so awesome. She's on the podcast this week. Hassie Harrison, my wife, listened to it, and she goes, you know when your wife says, oh, I could hang out with her?
Yeah.
That's the ultimate. I told Hassie that my wife said that. She goes, that's the ultimate compliment.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it is, but she was...
When guys say that about girls, that's... And you guys have both said
that's what Eric said that,
yeah.
About her.
Yeah.
That's what Eric. I told you that she left. She knows Eric hates mayonnaise, like despised it. So she left a big Costco jar of mayonnaise, like knocked on the door and just left it there as a front for him to find.
I love that. My buddy hates snakes, so I point out every snake thing I can possibly point out to him. Yeah. Yeah. It's fun. That's fun. So did you eat all that mayonnaise, Eric?
Dude, mayonnaise immediately goes straight to the black bin in the backyard. It's out. Done. No mayonnaise out. I tell my friends, they know this about me now, but if I have a barbecue, people are coming over, if you put mayonnaise on your burger, it's BYOM. You bring your own.
BYOM?
So
that's wrong.
Yeah, but here's the deal. So you've never had chicken salad or egg salad?
Negative.
Or potato Negative. Salad?
Negative.
What the hell? None of those? Are you kidding me?
No.
What kind of life are you living?
They're garbage.
What are you talking about? Chicken salad is one of the greatest sandwiches ever.
Chicken salad is trash. Get out of my face. Oh. Mayo.
No sour cream.
Thank
no
you.
Cottage cheese.
Thank you.
Wait, no sour
You're a,
cream?
Well, hold on a second. You're a food racist.
What?
You hate white food.
Well, That's exactly right.
That's exactly
ice cream?
Right. I'm a food of color person. I'm FOC.
You're an FOC?
Yeah. Thank you.
So wait a minute. Ice cream? Vanilla ice cream?
Basic ass ice cream.
No. By the way, proper vanilla bean ice cream has like a little black speck in it if you look closely.
True.
So yeah. It's not whitewashed.
Thank you.
Whitewashed ice cream.
Come on.
You should be listening to this man right now.
Stop already.
It's not
racist.
Whitewashed.
It's racism is what
it
is.
Not a term for ice cream called whitewashed.
Vanilla bean. He knows. He's telling the truth. Hmm. He knows.
Yep. It's not proper. It's not. It's got a little bit of like some black in there, which is, you know, yeah, I don't do white food. It reminds me of things I don't want to be reminded of. Like my childhood, maybe? I don't know. That's for a different conversation. But I'm not, you know, I'm more of a food of color guy.
Cottage cheese, maybe. I get it.
No, cottage cheese is good. You had a salad and you put that on there too?
If I never had cottage cheese again, I would never.
But you hate blue cheese, which is white.
I'm not a beauty. Well, you know what, though? On the gym salad at Lachine's, I actually eat that.
No ranch dressing?
Thank you.
You don't eat ranch dressing?
It's made from.
I love it.
My God.
Ranch is terrible.
What kind of sheltered life are you living?
No Greek yogurt. No yogurt. No, none of that stuff.
I hate yogurt.
What is wrong?
I love this. He's speaking to me because I hate yogurt and ranch and mayo. All that
you
stuff.
You hate ranch too? Yeah.
Just do the
same thing. You don't.
Yeah, but you hate whitey.
Like the,
what? What are you talking about?
Whitey.
Well, true, but what are you talking about, Lance?
We'll see.
Because you don't like the texture. It's a textural thing.
And it stinks.
Well, no, like a lot of that food does smell.
You don't like ranch dressing. You worked at a pizza place that had wings.
Yeah,
you don't put ranch on your wings.
No, I want spice, so I just eat the spicy wings. Why do I need ranch for that?
Stop! You guys don't.
If you make proper wings, you don't need sauce. Like I saw Lance's overcooked brisket that he posted the other day on Instagram.
He's mad. How about this? That brisket was delicious.
Whoa!
That's not even. Hang up on him.
It looked like hamburger.
I got it. It's literally looks like.
Oh, my God. That's what I told him, too. Eric.
No, it didn't.
Wasn't it white, which means it was cooked too long? I like mine with some juices and red.
It's squirting all over the place.
Oh, my
God. What are y'all talking about? It's a Cardi B video. Skeet, 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 skeet.
Overcooked.
Squirt, squirt, squirt.
It looked like it was squirted on with that one picture.
John's like, this is too moist.
It's not moist.
He said
it's
too moist.
No, I didn't say
like macaroni in a pot. Too moist?
Yeah, no. No.
The haters hate it because y'all can go to my account. Eric was mad that I hadn't posted something about Hassie, so he's like, quit posting pictures of your brisket. I'm like, I'll get to the other thing. I can tell
Lance overcooked it. He took the picture and he realized it, so he had to go into filters to kind of knock down some of the gray.
Look at this.
So it looks so
look at this video.
Wait,
look at the video. Look at the video. And I just say, you hate it, haters.
He so hates it.
Look at it.
He so hates when you call out his dry-ass brisket.
Look at it. Y'all hating ass haters.
Dry-ass brisket.
The haters got beaten to a pulp yesterday, to a bloody pulp.
Oh, we had a discussion on our text stream, Eric. We got to get Eric in that text stream.
Here, let me play this for
He's
you.
Part of
this.
Don't play it.
He's
let me
part
play
of the
my
show.
Video for you.
All right. No, we don't want to hear your video.
Let me play my video for you.
We don't want to hear your video.
I had a moist,
on the radio.
I had the WAB, although it's actually called WAP, wet ass pectoral.
WAP.
Wet ass pectoral muscle. Because you know it's a pectoral muscle is the brisket.
No, your text change, we'll just call it DAB. Dry ass biscuit.
Nah. Watch it next time I post something about one of our blogs. You know, it's going to be in like 4 months.
For real, though.
Eric has no idea that this is not the thing to say on the show.
unless you're like a professional who does this for a living, I look down on anyone who posts their barbecue. It's embarrassing. No one cares.
Yeah.
It's not embarrassing.
You're not feeding
Cobos,
me.
Raul can do it.
Like people who do it for a living, I made one brisket. Look how great it is. No one cares about your barbecue. I'm not eating it. I don't want to see it. What do I care? I made great baked chicken yesterday.
Break,
you know what I didn't do? I didn't put my baked chicken on Twitter because no one cares.
Dab. Oh, hits Lance. Dry ass brisket. Dab.
A dab is what we're doing now.
Sorry. Lance, y'all hate it because you know it got taken away from you yesterday. John, the tears that John had when I took his crying ass dry brisket stuff away was so sad. Too bad.
Well,
Too bad. So sad.
Your brisket.
Hey, I'm gonna post it again right now. Y'all can go check it out again. Let me put it on Sports Map.
Only one of us has a master's in brisket cooking, and that's me.
You've never even shown a brisket.
Your brisket should be.
I don't. I keep my brisket to myself.
It's embarrassing.
Who cares
about your barbecue? Haters hate it. Could you turn that? It sounds terrible. Stop. Stop that. No one can hear you. No one can hear
that. Wet ass brisket, boy.
I turn your mic off. It's embarrassing.
Eric, we got to go.
What are you talking about?
Eric,
I can see I've been taking the show out.
Oh, my God. He's so mad right now. Thanks, Eric.
See you later, fellas.
Later, man. Later, bro. There's Eric Layden right here. All right, 801 ESPN 97.5. Time for me to talk about GiveMeTheVin.com. That's GiveMeTheVin.com. That's John Clay Wolf, and that's my man right there. And John Clay Wolf gave me more for my car than I ever thought I was going to get. And John Clay Wolf will do the same thing for you. We got Zane that's here. The guys work right here. We got a couple of guys that work right here in our office, and they're the guys that you're going to call and say, hey, can you come pick up my car? And blah, blah, blah. He's going to give you the check. All the stuff. They do it right out of here, right out of our office. And Zane told me, he said, once in how many years that I've worked for John Clay Wolf, once did I have to give out $100 because I couldn't beat CarMax's offer. John Clay Wolf says, if I can't beat CarMax's offer, I'm going to send you $100. This means you are guaranteed that you are going to get the most for your vehicle. Okay. So if you're looking for the best way to sell your car, because the only reason you want, the only thing, oh, well, I want to get, sell my car to somebody, make less money. No, make the most money. Give me the VIN.com.
ESPN 97.5.